I don't know much about you, but I know there's two places where you're going to go where you can go.
Right.
Yes. I'm going to tell you this. You can't stay here.
That's right. Right.
No, sir.
You're going to go somewhere.
Right.
That's right.
And I don't think you've got long to get ready.
You're right. Yep.
Yes, sir, for sure.
Just a few more days. Our nation, if our nation stands, we're going to be overtaken by the enemy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all going to stay with this stuff or not. I just don't know about it.
Help us.
I hope you do.
Yes. Sure.
All these years I've seen so many clock out and go home.
Yep.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes.
Forget all that God's done for them. Mm. Get twisted and bitter.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
I want to read a verse of scripture, I guess, in Acts chapter 2. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was noise that he was in the house. This business of again. I wonder how many of you got saved the first time that God pricked your heart and told you you was lost. Would you raise your hand the first time that you, God convicted you that you got lost, got saved that day? One hand. Ain't you glad it came again?
Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you glad it didn't give up on
you?
Amen. Amen. Somebody maybe needs to testify. Red light keeps blinking on me.
Listen.
Now, if you want to just brag on yourself or the preacher, somebody, I don't want to hear it, but if God wants you to glorify him, Jesus said about the Holy Ghost, when he comes,
yep,
when he comes, he'll testify of me.
Amen.
I believe when your testimony ought to be to glorify God.
Yes. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody need to testify?
Yes. I want to testify. I'm thankful for what he's done for me. He changed my mouth. He changed my life. He changed my heart.
Amen.
You know, as you said, I was thinking about it. I didn't go that first time he called me. I'm so thankful he did, man.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
He's such a gracious, loving God. Oh, I might only have been the first time. Oh, gosh. I'm so glad he touched my life.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm glad this kind of carrying on don't make me nervous.
Amen.
Somebody else, God wanting you to now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Preacher, it's October 20th, 1999. God come by my way one night, pricked my heart, and put me under deep Holy Ghost conviction.
Amen.
I walked out of church that night without doing business with God. But I thank God on October 22nd, 1999, God came back my way.
Amen.
And I gave my heart and my life to God. And I'm about like this other brother said, there ain't nothing better than Jesus.
That's right.
And never will be.
Amen.
And I'm making him praise him for what he's done.
Amen.
Yes, it's worth it.
Now, I'm trying my best to follow the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And if he wants me to preach, I'll preach if it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to be sensitive to him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Anybody else, God is working on you now to Glorify his name.
Thank God for saving me. I just want to thank you for coming to where I was. I couldn't get where he was.
That's right.
I just want to thank you for Cal.
Amen.
Jesus, Lord. Bloodshed, Lord. I didn't deserve none of that, Lord. I just want to thank you. But we're going to miss a chance.
That's right. God, amen.
Somebody work.
Yeah.
And the preacher was talking to him here last night. It's just the work of God. It's God's time. And I just thank God for that. I don't understand it all. I ain't meant to. Thank God for it.
Amen.
Thank God for coming to where I was.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
He's good to me now.
Yeah, he's good to you.
I love him. I thank you, my brother. I thank you for just being God.
Amen.
He's God. Yes. Not just the Savior, he's God. I praise his name. Bless his holy name.
Oh, yeah. Thank
God.
Yeah.
Lord, thank you.
Amen. Amen.
You look up here at me now. A lot of you, I don't know if some of you may have cancer in 4 or 5 places. God's been good to you.
Yes.
It's not because I know you, it's because I know him.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else now. If it's the direction God wants to go, tickle me to death.
Yes.
Whatever he wants.
That's right. That's right.
For many years, I lived the way I want to live. Life full of sin, you know, not serving anyone but the devil.
Yeah.
I was in sin, the devil was my father.
That's right.
And I just want to thank the Lord that after all that rebellion, that I didn't grieve his Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And he still knocked on my door.
Amen.
He still came back for me.
Yes.
And I praise his holy name that he saw fit to save a wicked, wicked guy like me.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Didn't even want to serve him until
bless
he convicted me.
Right.
And amen. I made him my father.
Amen.
And I praise his name that he didn't just save me in my sin, he saved me from my
that's
sin.
That's right. Amen. Absolutely.
He'll do it.
When he saved me, I didn't want to do the same things I was doing.
That's right. That's right.
I was doing sin and it ruined my life.
Right.
It made a mess of my life. And I praise God that he took that.
Amen.
And turned it around. And now, ever since I gave my life to him, to do his will, what he wants for my life, a life that's upright, that's holy, that's pleasing to him, that he's just made my life so much more abundant.
Amen.
And I praise his holy name that I now have someone I can go to.
Yes,
amen.
That I can talk to him
amen.
In his holy presence.
Amen.
The Most High God sitting on his throne. If I come to him with a true heart of meekness,
right.
He'll hear my infirmities and he'll answer me.
God bless you.
Oh, I praise his Holy
name. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else. You say, preacher, what are you doing? I'm doing just what God wants.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Amen. Miss Shepherd, I want you to say something for the Lord.
I want to thank the Lord for saving me. The first time I remember God dealing with me, I was in Bible school, and I didn't know what to do. You know, I knew the Lord was dealing with me, and they said, does anybody need to be saved? And I just sit there because that was really one of my first times being in church. And then a friend told me, said, well, you can just ask God to save me any time. So I did, but I knew I didn't get saved because you have to get saved when God's dealing with you.
You do. That's right, sister.
And then the first time up here and was in the Sunday school room and God started dealing with me again, I was doubting and I still didn't get saved. But then on October 3rd, 1996, the Lord spoke to me.
Amen.
And I said, I didn't want to die and go to hell for nobody.
Amen.
So
I went up to the altar and hadn't doubted it since.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
The worst thing God can ever do to you is leave you alone.
That's right.
Right.
Exactly.
Amen.
Yeah.
You better greet gratefully he came back.
Yes.
Where you were.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. somebody else now. God is dealing with you.
Brother Melby, I just got to thank God for what he's done with me.
Amen.
I can relate to Brother Larry. I'm 37-year-old too, brother.
Amen.
January 20th, 1976.
Yeah.
I never will forget the day. I'm not going to stand here and try to tell everybody how many times the Lord dealt with me or anything like that, but I thank God today that I serve a graceful God.
Amen.
Hey, you know, He's good. He's brought me through a lot, you know. Not only the things that He's blessed me with and the family He's given me, the church He's given me to come to, I just thank God for that. But I thank God, like this young man said back here, I thank God for the things that He's taken out of my life.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's nothing pretty, and I don't like to dwell on it. I don't want to go back to it.
Amen.
But Paul said he was the worst.
Yeah.
Hey,
yes,
I felt like I was the worst.
Yes, sir. I did for sure.
And I love God.
Yes, sir.
Because He first loved me.
That's right.
You know, I feel like tonight that if I'd been the only one on this in this world, that Christ still would hunger and die.
Amen.
Because He was thinking of me.
Amen.
He was on the cross. 2,000 years.
Amen.
Before I was ever born.
Amen.
I thank God for His blessings on
me. God bless you.
Amen.
And straightway we're gathered together. Many were gathered together in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And He preached the word unto them. I don't think it's any singing here.
Right.
No billboards out. But the preacher was there.
Amen.
Now I have no evidence in this New Testament of anybody getting saved that wasn't dealt with by a man of God.
Amen.
Or Jesus Christ personally.
Right.
Amen.
When sinners get saved, it's going to be under the influence of the preaching of the Word of God.
Yes.
That'll bring conviction, but I'm not talking about having a good time and joking and
right.
seeing which one man can get the closest to cussing.
Right.
I'm talking about old-time Holy Ghost preaching.
Yeah,
we'll get sinners under conviction.
Yes, sir.
And get saints under conviction.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Making them realize their sins that they want to come to an altar.
That's right.
Singing will make you cry and have good feelings.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the old-time gospel will take your hide.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Make you look in the mirror and see yourself.
Yes.
And decide you're not as good as you thought you was.
Right. Yeah.
And make you want to do something about it.
Right.
Preaching's what got me in.
That's good.
I got under a load and realized who God was.
Right.
And when I saw Him like He was, I saw myself like I was.
Right.
And I wanted to be like He was.
Right.
And I got in His family.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Jesus preached the word unto them.
Amen.
And it drew a crowd. Sheep like sheep food. God's people, will come where the word of God's been. Sinners, the goats and sinners will tie up with anything, especially religion without Christ. But Jesus, all of His doings, all of His workings here on the earth, every move that was made, was for the salvation of sinners.
Amen.
He came into the world to save sinners.
That's right.
And He's preaching now to these people, probably in Peter's house, history says, and the crowd's so big that they can't all get inside, and Christ preached unto them. I'd like to have heard that.
Yes, sir.
And they come unto Him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And I want to preach to you just a little while about that pallet. I don't know where it's laying. Don't know what the man's name it was on it. Don't know anything about these four men. But I know the right moves were made.
Right.
They didn't take him to the lodge. They took him to where God was.
Amen.
I've been telling you all week, if you'll find out where God's dealing, you can get help for your children. If he'll find you a place where God's man, all his preaching is centered on preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified, you can get help.
That's right.
Amen.
And so he's preaching to them. And these four men bring a man on a pallet. Somewhere in your life, in your daily walk, there's a pallet with a sinner on it. It may be in your house. It probably is. One of your children, your brother, your sister, your mom or daddy, your husband, your wife. There's a pallet. And it's your responsibility, to do something about it.
Right.
There's lots of people I can't help.
Right.
Lots of people won't hear me preach, will not.
Right.
And will not respond to my invitation.
Right.
That's why there's more preachers than me.
Amen.
I ain't going to worry about them that will not, and I'm not going to spend my time running up and down the road and giving out Cracker Jacks and suckers, trying to get people to come to hear me that I can't help.
Right.
But some ever once in a while, there's a pallet in my path.
Amen.
That God will help me get to somebody.
Yep.
To get them to Jesus.
Amen.
I don't know how many people that I've seen saved. Well, let's just say 1,000, maybe that many. I don't know how many people I've heard testify. I guess 10,000. Never have heard of one. That's pretty good odds. Never have heard of one say, I'm sorry I got mixed up in this Jesus thing. Every one of them's been glad they put their trust in God. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I feel rich right here in this age. When the hounds come to the top of the ground and everything looks like it's turning bad, thank God there's still the same God in heaven that saved me, that's going to take me home one day because I got born again. Bless his name. Now, I don't know where your pallet is. I hope God will show you before the service is over tonight where your obligation is. If you're not careful, you'll walk by it. And go on down the road. And think that you have nothing to do with it. But God in heaven. I'm talking to some people right here tonight that's at a crossroads. And I don't know what you're going to do. Some saved, some lost. You're going to pull up to the stop sign and stop. And try to figure out what direction you're going to go.
Right.
Some of you and probably teenagers tonight, you done made up your mind that you're going to have your good time and go your way.
Yeah.
And you're going to walk off into hell one day.
Right.
And you're going to be sorry you didn't make the right move.
That's right.
At the crossroads.
Right.
And all of us that are here tonight that have age on us, as a Christian or as a man of God, my ministry's been watching, grieving people come to the stop sign and the crossroads and make the wrong move.
Yes,
I preached to them. I told them. I've cried.
Yes,
and they'll go on anyhow. But once in a while, I'll go to my pallet where God wants me to, where I can have a faith.
Amen.
And God will affect them person.
Amen.
And draw them to Christ.
Amen.
I had a girl in my church. She's was always a friend to me. But she's a loose girl. She dressed like a harlot. Had a child out of wedlock. And I preached to her, Lord, do everything but call her name. I may have done that. I told her what she's doing wrong.
Right, yeah.
How she ought to get right. And
yeah.
Lord, her mama's a good woman, still a good woman. She'd come by every Sunday and shake hands with me and say, I love you, preacher.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I said, I'd call her name and I'd say, I love you too. I want you to come on back to church. And she said, I will. And she'd come pretty faithful, but she never did change. But I was in the hospital one night, got a phone call, and said she's going down the hill with that little boy, and turned around to snap his seatbelt and went off the road. And they want you to come. She's in the hospital. The little baby's just a screaming and a crying. I went to Greensburg Hospital. As the nurse met me at the door and said, preacher, Milby, hurry. They're waiting for you. I went in and her mama was in the hallway sitting on a table, a little old one-horse hospital. And she was screaming, Brother Milby, it may be too late. And the nurse said, they want you to come in the room where she is. There must have been 15 nurses around her and the doctor working with her. They didn't have much equipment. They had a bellows kind of thing in her throat and a pumping and a pumping. Had nothing going on. Mm-hmm. And I turned to her mama. The Holy Ghost said, tell her she's dead. And I said, sister, it's too late. They took her out of there by ambulance to another hospital. We followed them to the hospital. I said, sister, don't get your hopes up. I think it's too late. Mm-hmm. Got to the hospital and they said she's dead on arrival. Now you hear me tonight. You go ahead and go your way. Twist around, have yourself a good time. But I'm going to tell you while you're in my pathway, I'm going to do exactly what Jesus did. I'm going to preach the gospel to you. Maybe some kind of hope. The preaching of the word of God. I know singing's not going to save you. As good as it is, wasn't that good family singing tonight? And I thank God for it. No, what it enhances the service and the preaching of the word of God. But I'm going to tell you there's got to be some serious business done with sinners. We treat it light. We've watched Billy Graham so much and his little lightness and bite down and stand around while we have a prayer. And go on back and declare yourself saved.
Right.
It took more than that to get me in.
Right.
I'm going to tell you tonight, God have mercy on us.
Yeah.
Them old timers that laugh and scorn at that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Somebody's got to get a hold of God.
Amen.
Bring sinners to Jesus Christ by prayer and fasting and praying and praying and praying.
Yes.
Yes.
You don't ever know, you know, what we say we're going to be old timers and do what God said.
Yeah.
State representative in Kentucky said, Brother Milby, I was in my store, in a little store down there. And he said, I just felt so good. And I told the Lord, I believe that I'd just like to do something for you this morning, Lord. Lord said, go up and sweep the church. He said, oh, that's a good idea. My wife gets here, women can sweep better than men. And I'll send her up here and get the job done. And God said, if you hadn't been aiming to do it, you oughtn't have bothered me.
That's right.
His wife was in the store after a while. And somebody come in and said, what's wrong with your husband? And she said, well, I don't know what you're talking about. She said, I passed the church over there. And he had a broom, was outside beating the walls and hollering glory.
Amen.
It'd be good for you to follow God.
That's right.
Amen. That's right.
If we want the movement of God in the church, if we want to see them come in on the pallet,
yes, sir.
Men and women, boys and girls praying sinners down to the house of God,
yes,
and under conviction. Amen.
Yes.
I was in Taylorsville, North Carolina, Calvary Baptist Church. The pastor's gone. Assistant pastor came and got me. And their ritual was to go to post office and get the mail, go to Hardee's and get a biscuit, go to church. And we went. We followed that route. He said, this morning, my boy, when I got up, he's up. And he said, son, what's the matter with you? And he said, I want to go to church with you. And he said, well, you can. So he went to the post office and went to Hardee's. Went inside the church and went down the wing to his office. Made a few phone calls and opened the mail. Getting ready to go to the hospital. He realized he didn't know where his boy was. He went out in the auditorium, didn't see him, went down this wing, went out that wing in the parking lot, went around the church and come back in that wing. No boy. Come back here and stood, and he heard that boy snubbing. Y'all know what I mean.
Yeah.
And he said, I got located him, and I got back here, and he is on his back with a case knife. The chewing gum off the benches. And he said, son, what are you doing? The boys are crying. He said, God told me about 2 o'clock this morning, if I can come over here and get this chewing gum off, he'd bless me.
Amen.
And he said, me and the boy had a meeting. Ain't that right?
Amen.
It'd be amazing what me and you could do if we realize, let God use us.
Yes.
Did you know you don't have to perform?
That's right.
Did it ever strike you that you don't have to make a performance at the house of God?
That's
just
right.
Do what the Holy Ghost wants you to do.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Now Jesus is preaching. These men came, couldn't get in the house.
Yeah.
Couldn't get in the house. They could have went home and said, we tried, but we couldn't get in. But they went up on the roof.
Yep.
And they tore up the roof where Jesus was. There's a whole lot of stuff and a whole lot of churches that needs to be tore up.
Yeah.
We've allowed a whole lot of stuff to infiltrate our houses of God.
Right.
That has nothing to do with old time religion.
Right.
We don't have Santa Claus in our church.
No, sir.
We don't have Christmas trees in our church.
Right.
Are y'all hearing? We don't have egg hunts in our church. I hope y'all just keep staying with me. Amen. You know what this is for? If I'm going to tell you, if passing out Cracker Jacks and candy and taking them trips to the ocean has nothing. I've been checking this New Testament. And that has nothing to do with what Christ is trying to get done.
Amen.
The preaching of the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
Do what they did in this New Testament.
Yes,
sing and pray and preach and testify.
Yes.
Get on your knees at home and in your closet.
Yes, amen.
I was back in my bedroom over yonder in that good house where we're staying. I said, well, I guess it's in the morning hours. I believe it's in the morning, 3 o'clock or so. And the Lord said, there's the closet. Now, I know he didn't mean the closet to be a real closet. But he said, there's the closet. Now, here I am, 78 years old, just got back in the closet.
Amen.
He's over that closet.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I was down in Tennessee in a meeting, and I was staying upstairs in a motel. And I came back from the meeting, just had a good meeting, the Holy Ghost there. And I said, Lord, I'd like to do something for you. And he said, stand up in the bed and sing Amazing. You say, preacher, that's silly. Not when he said.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
And I couldn't do that. That was on a Friday night and everything going on. People out on that runway there on that second floor and coming by my room and hollering at one another. And I said, Lord, I'll stand out here on the floor and sing a little. And all the presence of God let me. But about 2 o'clock in the morning, this old man is standing up in the bed singing Amazing Grace.
Amen.
And God came in. Are y'all too good for them things?
Come on now.
Have we left all of that? Are you ashamed? Now, I'm not talking about doing things that's not in the Bible.
Right.
But if God wants me to run through that wall right there, uh-huh, I'm going to make for it. And if it's God, there'll be a hole there when I get there.
Amen.
He ain't going to have you to do a thing,
amen,
that's not in this book.
Good,
amen. He ain't going to have you to get in the floor and show your flesh.
Right. Right.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost don't do them things.
Right. Amen.
But I'm going to tell you once again, an old time Holy Ghost way, we need to follow God.
Amen.
Amen. Here is the Lord. Here's the people on the roof. And they tore up the roof where he was. How in the world? What good would it have done to tore the roof back yonder when such a crowd was there and let him down?
Right.
No doubt they got to looking inside and found out where he is at and got up here on the roof. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you're going to get anything done, you're going to find out where he is.
Amen.
And get with it. When a man over yonder at the church has been married 3 times, that ain't where Jesus is.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
When they're glorifying homosexuality and abortion, that ain't where Jesus is. You find him a place where God's man will preach against sin and call it by name under the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Living a clean life, have a calling on him. God will help you and your family. Woo! I'm glad that we still can have the old time power of God right here in 2014. The God that made the heavens and the earth is still doing business. The same God that saved my soul will save your soul and the souls of your children. He's never turned around, never changed. He's the same this morning as he was when the sun came up the first time in the Garden of Eden. He's the same God. Well, I ain't ashamed to tell you, he's my Lord and Master, the King of Glory. He's a carrying me through this world, and one day he'll take me across the river. Woo! I was coming through the little town of Buffalo, met a crowd of black people. I'm talking about a whole road full of them. And I thought it was black people making a march, you know. But I noticed all of them was dressed right. And you will too if you get right with God. And I looked and there's a preacher there that I knew, a black preacher, Reverend Price. And I said, I don't know where they're going, but I'm going to park my car and walk around behind them and see where they're going. But it's going down to Creek to have a baptism.
Uh-huh.
They had parked up there in a other church parking lot, walking down there, and I just followed them down there. Preacher never did quit walking, just kept walking, walked out in the middle of that big creek right there. Everybody kind of got settled down, and he said, sang, sister. And up yonder on the bridge, a black sister went to sing and just rang off down that hall.
Amen.
And I said, I believe the Lord's here. And the old black preacher said when she quit singing, when the woods are all burnt and the smoke's gone off of every battlefield and all the rivers are dry, me and God gonna still be around. God put something in me one day. It said forever on it.
That's right.
Forever.
Amen.
Yes, I'm going to the land of the unclouded day.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. Amen. Amen. Because old time preaching got to my heart.
Yes, sir.
Made me know that I was lost and doomed and going to hell.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm glad tonight to be right here in the center of the will of God.
Yes, sir.
I've enjoyed this week. Thank God. Tomorrow, and there's a little church up under the side of the road. It may be a little bigger than this, but it ain't much bigger than this. And since that's my place, it's the best church in the world.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm glad, thank God, because the word of God got to me.
Yes.
Because I found out where God was. I was going to a liberal Southern Baptist church. I don't have anything to do with it.
Right.
Whether it's God or not, not a thing, but it's liberal.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, however conservative you are, or you think you are, how old-fashioned you think you are, I'm going to tell you, you can be just as liberal as anybody else,
right,
and carry a King James Bible,
right,
and say, I don't belong to this and don't belong to that.
On,
you better watch how you're bragging,
right,
and find you a place and get with God. Amen.
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 Now, the Lord wants to help you if you won't help.
That's right.
You don't want it. And they let down the bed where the sick of palsy lay, where Jesus was. I guess there's pieces of wood are falling around. But I'll tell you, if you can get to where he's at, if you can, if you can get your people, preacher, to where he's at.
Sir. Yes, sir.
God ain't always in hollering.
Right.
That's right.
You see, there's difference in hollering and shouting. Anybody can holler.
Right. That's
right.
All the lawyers uptown can holler.
Right.
But it takes God to shout you.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That's exactly right.
That is right.
And they let him down where Jesus was, and he seen their faith. Now, that's what moved him.
Yeah, that's right.
You understand what I'm saying? That didn't get him saved. You get saved, I'll tell you what, when God has touched your soul and is drawing you.
Right.
That's right.
I give an invitation tonight, and every sinner here decides you want to get right with God, and if that's all it is to it, you can come up here and holler and pray all you want to.
Right.
You ain't never going to get
right.
it.
Right.
No man comes to God but through Christ, and Christ
right.
leading him
right.
and pulling on him.
Yeah. Sure.
Amen.
Yeah.
But their faith moves Christ.
Yeah.
Moved him. And he saith to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven you. And they said, who can forgive sins but God only? And Hanley Milby said, nobody.
That's right.
But they didn't know who he was talking to. Granny can't help you. Grandpa can't help you. Are you hearing me? Your dad and mama can't help you. Only one that can is Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. That's
right.
And I'm going to tell you how to get saved tonight. I can tell you how. I run into preachers that had no idea how to get help to a sinner about being saved. I've been mixed up about how to get to this church all week. I just winding and moving and winding and changing highways and moving. And I will go to somebody here tonight and say, me and Brother Larry's going to pull out in the morning. Me and Brother Larry's got an understanding. If I wake up at 3 o'clock and say, let's go home, Brother Larry says, as soon as I can get ready, same with me.
Right.
But if I ask one of you how in the world I get out of here and get back through Boone, and somebody said, I'll tell you what you do. You go out here and hit 16 and go north for 50 miles and turn right and go 75 miles, you run into Boone. And when you get to Boone, turn south. And just beyond Knoxville, Tennessee, there's a little town named Boone, and that's where you're going. You know what I'm going to say about him? He's either the biggest liar in North Carolina or he's never been to Boone. And if I ask you how to get born again, and you say walk the aisle, and let the preacher read to you and ask you if you believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and get baptized and put your name on the church book I'm going to say he's a liar or he's never been down the road and got born again. I know what it takes to get born again. I was deceived. I went through all that stuff. I joined the church. I went through all of that stuff. Found out I was still the same lost dog I've always been. But I'm going to tell you down on the hillside one morning when there's nothing else left. I'm glad you wasn't there. You'd have probably mixed me up. Did you not know when the sinners come down here and you are talking to them and trying to do this and do that? Leave him alone. Him and God has got to get the job done. Amen. I went down there that morning with a pair of overalls on. I don't think any shirt and no shoes. Under conviction, I had a dream or some kind of God is showing me judgment. Got out to head of that gully underneath that persimmon tree and said, God, live or die, sink or swim. I come this morning to get saved, want to stay, starve to death, or get born again. But I'm a giving it all to you this morning. I'm a making you Lord of my life. I mean, I'm trusting you for my eternity with everything I got. And when I come to myself, I was in the family. Woo! And I'm still in. Yeah. And I'll be in the next time you see me. Yeah. Woo!
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
And you know what happened to that man? He got up. Now I'm going to tell you, if you get saved, it'll make a new creature out of you.
Right.
Now listen to me good. He will make a new creature out of you. If any man be in Christ, he is not going to be after he goes to school a while. Learns to say the rosary and all that kind of stuff. If any man be in Christ, he is, present tense, a new creature.
Amen.
Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become
That's
new.
Right.
Amen.
Not your works.
No, sir.
Not working your way into righteousness.
No, sir.
Your righteousness is a filthy rags.
Right.
But he's going to put his righteousness on you and in you.
Amen.
And you're going to begin to hate sin.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
If you went up and got down and prayed and got up and got baptized and the next day you want to go down to joint again, you didn't get what I got.
Amen.
He'll change your want to.
That's right.
He'll take the dance out of your feet and the craving for liquor, and you'll quit cussing and running after other men and other women. Are you hearing me? Because you'll have a new nature. You'll never be perfect, but when you sin, you'll hate yourself for it.
Right.
Cool.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm glad God's still dealing with sinners.
Amen.
Somewhere there's a pallet now in your path. Some boy, some girl. I was in a home last night, and I was in that home. There's a little old black-headed girl there that got to my heart.
Amen.
Now I've got a burden. I don't know why God, I want everybody to get saved.
Sure.
Yes.
But sometimes God just go click.
Yep. Yep.
Now I've got a burden.
Amen.
And I pray to that end.
Amen.
Have you ever had a burden for somebody that's lost?
Yes.
Do you all know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
I don't even know that little girl's name, but I'll not forget her tonight and tomorrow, nor a week from now, for a month from now.
Right.
I'm a forgetter.
Amen.
Because God's put her on my heart.
Amen.
Amen.
You, she's on the pallet in my past.
Right.
Would you like to see somebody get saved?
Amen.
Somebody around you that you'd like to get to where God is. Now I'm going to tell you, if you're in the wrong church, where there's no power of God, are you listening to me now?
Yes, sir.
Where they're doing things, but there's really no power of God, you better make a move.
Amen.
If I belong to a church, and the preacher said, all you have to do to get saved is just come down here and bow and God will save you. You know that's what he believes. And sign in. I'd go looking for me a preacher.
Yes.
No, you're listening to me.
Yes, sir.
You don't have long. I talked to you last night or sometime about a window of opportunity.
Yeah.
And that pallet's in your path. Somebody on it. He couldn't help himself. There wasn't a thing he could do.
That's right.
There's not a sinner anywhere can help himself.
That's right.
He's laying at the mercy of God. And that sinner is too.
Yes, sir.
While it's time.
Yes.
While it's time. Oh, church tonight, wherever you go to, I understand this, Sarah. Church is represented here. I know us preachers better hook up close to this thing.
You're right,
sir. Forget about the numbers.
Yep.
Right.
Quit pumping, doing everything in the world, playing games for numbers.
Right.
Get in our prayer place and say, God, help me preach. If they come, fine. If they don't, fine. I'm going to be God's man.
Amen.
Stay this old-time book.
Yes.
If they all leave and the community talks about me, I can go home at night and cry myself to sleep and wake up tomorrow shouting glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
I believe that's right. Everybody stand, please.